Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. The Dog Days of Podcasting, and it is Thursday, August 13th. I never can get the hang of Thursdays, just like a certain character in a certain Douglas Adams novel. So instead of doing something pre-written, because it lives on the hard drive of the laptop that is currently being geek squatted, I got the email today, by the way. Guess what? Your treasured possession has now arrived in our lab. Aren't you lucky? And I thought, these precious emails are going to make me stab things. In any case, I'm going to evangelize about one of the TV shows that I was watching all this spring, iZombie. Now, if you know me in any way, shape, or form, if you've listened to me babble on it here, if you've read my blog, if you've talked to me over coffee, if you've ever engaged me on Twitter or Facebook or any other medium anywhere, you know that I am not a fan of zombies. First, I think they're overdone. Second, most zombies in media aren't actually zombies, they're ghouls, and that's a whole different geek thing and a whole different subject. But also, I find them distasteful and boring, and I would rather have monsters that actually have mental capacity. And then iZombie happened. Now, while I do read comic books, I am an old school comic book reader. I am a DC girl married to a Marvel man. Conflict is inevitable, but we don't really read a lot of indie stuff. Nevertheless, I knew that iZombie was based on a comic book that I probably kind of would have liked to read if I'd known about it when it was new. We watched the first episode thinking, okay, it's on the CW. It's either going to be really good or really bad. And it turned out that I fell in love with it, and my husband fell in love with it. And if you gave it a chance, I'm pretty sure you would fall in love with it too. Here's why. First, it is made by the creative team behind Veronica Mars. I love Veronica Mars. I miss Veronica Mars. That means it has really good writing, snappy dialogue, fresh takes on almost everything, and an ensemble cast that is to die for. And speaking of that ensemble cast, a lot of the actors from Veronica Mars show up, but in different ways. For example, the smarmy lawyer who was their friend in Veronica Mars shows up as an equally smarmy weatherman and becomes a really important plot point in one of the episodes. So that's reason number two. Great ensemble cast. Three, it actually does new things with the zombie trope. For example, these zombies eat brains not just to survive, they can actually eat other food as well, but because if they don't eat brains, they lose their mental stability and become revenants. So by eating brains, they become semblances of normal human beings, but in the iZombie universe, eating brains is sort of like drinking blood was in the ancient Forever Night universe. They get the memories and take on aspects of their victims. It's the perfect way to follow into a detective show because that's really what this is. What it really is Veronica Mars with brains. Like, for food. Apparently they're really, really good with Tabasco or Sriracha sauce because once you become a zombie, you lose the ability to taste on a very basic level. You can only taste things that are really, really incredibly well flavored. So there's that. But yeah, it's a detective thing. It's Veronica Mars as a zombie, and the gimmick is that she eats a different brain every week, and she finds them because she's working at the morgue. She used to be a med student or a resident, actually, and she gave it up after she became zombified. It's worth watching. So the first reason was creative team of Veronica Mars, and the second one was the great ensemble cast, and the third is that it flips the zombie trope. The fourth is that the lead character, Olivia, played by Rose McIver, who is actually, I believe, Australian, but does a pretty credible American accent most of the time, is just completely adorable and engaging. And if you didn't fear for the brain in your head, you would probably want to be this young woman's best friend, because she really needs someone who understands her. She's at times winsome and at times charming and at times incredibly worldly and very snarky. All of those things appeal to me. She talks really fast. Never would have guessed it like that. She's a really good television character. The way Veronica Mars and Buffy and characters in that vein were really good, strong television characters. And finally, and this is my pet reason, Chiron. Chiron is almost its own character in this TV show. I have had a couple of Twitter exchanges with the guy who writes a lot of the Chiron for different episodes. If you don't know what Chiron is, it's when you see, like, a television show, and Middleman especially used to use a lot of this, but a lot of shows do, it's the text in the lower half of the screen that usually tells things like the place and the setting and what's going to happen. In Javier Grillo Marsuach's Middleman, I'm totally butchering his name, sorry, Javi. In Middleman, he used Chiron, even in his comic book, as both an in-joke and a storytelling device. He would do things like 17 pages before the inevitable explosion. In iZombie, they use it similarly, but it's always very, very topical, and it's funny, and it really does become a thing where we watch it as much to say, wait, what's the Chiron going to be for this scene, as we do for this scene itself. And a bonus reason is that it has an awesome soundtrack. The theme song is Stop, I'm Already Dead by Dead Boy and the Elephant Men, I think is the name of the band. I had it in front of me, and now my iPhone, which has that note on it, is deciding not to turn on. So I can't tell you, but it's this really good kind of blues pop funky fusion thing, and they use every other kind of music you could ever imagine, from old school jazz to modern contemporary rock and pop, and managed to make it all work. So it's on Hulu. It will be back on network TV this fall, and you have to watch it. iZombie. Thanks for listening. The Bathtub Mermaid is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Music for this episode was provided by Mebio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mebio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. The Bathtub Mermaid is produced and recorded using Boss Jock and Audacity. You can contact me by leaving a comment at the website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, by finding me on Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or by sending an email to Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, at starfleet.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold. Deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub.